Countries vote on sale of ivory. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Countries around the world are meeting in Doha, Qatar, this week to discuss a one-time sale of ivory. Tanzania and Zambia want to sell the stockpiles of ivory they have built up over the past few decades. They have as much as 90,000 kilograms of elephant tusks. Neighboring Kenya is against any relaxing of the ban on the ivory trade. It says such action could increase the illegal trade, which would be a serious threat to elephant numbers. The Kenyan Wildlife Service's Patrick Omandi said, "We totally believe that any experiments to allow partial lifting of the international ban in ivory trade stimulates elephant poaching. Indeed, there has been an increase in poaching across the entire continent, with some countries losing their entire population." Elephant poaching has risen sevenfold in Kenya since 2007. In 2009, 271 Kenyan elephants were killed by poachers, compared with 37 2 years earlier. A pair of elephant tusks can sell for up to $2,000 in Kenya. That's a huge sum of money for poor farmers. The temptation to poach has increased in recent years because of the lack of rain. Many crops have failed, and there is widespread hunger across much of the country. Another reason poaching is increasing is because elephants are competing for land and food with humans. Mr. Omandi said, "Human-elephant conflicts are growing, and the view by the communities is that elephants are a pest." African ivory is used to make rubber stamps and necklaces in Asian countries like China and Japan.